What I'm asking us to consider as well, if solidarity is our watchword, if rule is maintained over us by our divisions, falsely made divisions, is that we cannot uncritically single out the intermediary buffers and place on them the responsibility for the harm this system does. Because look into your heart, our hearts. We'll see it's not just the police who cause harm. It's all of us, particularly we who are parents. And because it's not talked about or sanctioned, or it doesn't bring any negative consequences to parents to humiliate, to hurt, and rob the souls, in a sense, of our own children. Stifle them for sure. Then it is made to seem like it doesn't exist. And all the unconscious rage we feel at that having happened to us easily gets placed on other buffers, on other representatives of authority. So let's start these discussions, and let's not buy into the tactic of power to get us to direct our rage at the police. That's all I hear over the airwaves. So, again, the challenge is figuring out to have our own airwaves, some kind of way. Start these conversations. So let's think about it. Consider that the ultimate purpose of the police is, if all other means fail, to maintain and enforce that absolutely necessary for power to exist, atomization of we the people. It's the panopticon. That model, consciously installed. See, that's why I'm grateful to Bentham. Power cannot claim that it just happened. They've known and have known. And when we unearth these tomes, like from Claudia von Verhoeven and Terence Hopkins and Emmanuel Wallerstein and Giovanni Arrighi, and realize that these folks are allowed to develop this thinking on the left so that power can be assured that it's not missing anything. Unconsciously, folks in academe are serving power because it ain't getting to us. That's the truth we have to face. They are producing this work for power so that it can reassure itself that it hasn't missed anything. It gives power the heads up. So they've had not just 30 years, because these aren't new thoughts, many, many decades, if not longer, to plan for the moment when the finite resources of the planet can no longer support this illusion of states providing for the quote-unquote people. We're at that moment where we're going to be bombarded with a lot of cons. Keep us dancing as fast and unfocused as possible so that they can figure out what academia doesn't have any answers for them yet. And we are going to be that answer. We're going to answer the question with our own bodies, with our practice. The answer is, you can't do this. You cannot maintain your privilege anymore. You cannot speak for us. You cannot rule the planet. You cannot destroy the oceans. You cannot destroy our lives. You cannot put us in harness and limit our possibilities. You cannot dictate what we can and cannot be. We are defined by each other when we live in harmony. We grow up together. And as we grow up, we heal the earth. The earth is allowed to be what she needs to be. So, the whole point of the atomization, the whole point of the privatization, and the manufacture of endless cons like the economy to keep us confused is to maintain control of us, to keep us herded and working for them. Not questioning our assignments, the roles given by those so-called above us. It fears these folks our amassing in the service of our own interests, on our own terms. Fear of us is the true motive force behind what's called capitalism or fascism or democratization, behind civilization. The true motive force that drives what's called progress is the logic and paradigm of class.